Hello again. This is John Chardy to have a word with you, and let it be go-go, one of the true fad words of our time, then soon over, and now almost entirely passé. Go-go arose in the 1950s. By 1965, it turned up in the title of the popular Motown song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Going to a Go-Go, a hit tune about going to a discotheque. And by about 1970, the term had fallen from the top of the charts to something like oblivion. I am indebted to Professor Julian H. Wilborn of San Diego University for filling out my passing knowledge of the term. It all started in 1947 when the popular Scottish author Compton Mackenzie wrote a novel called Whiskey Galore, a tale of the Hebrides Island and of the plight of the locals who had been cut off from their source of whiskey by World War II. In 1948, the book was made into an internationally popular film called Tight Little Island, the word being a pun on tight in the sense closed in, tight little community, and the sense tight, intoxicated. When the film was dubbed and prepared for distribution in France, the pun could not be rendered in French, and after whatever discussion, it emerged as Whiskey a Go-Go, more or less a French equivalent of the original book title. The film was so powerful in France that an entrepreneur opened a go-go bar in Paris and featured dance music on records, and the discotheque was born. When in the 50s and early 60s such new dances as the Watusi, the mashed potato, and the twist became popular, the go-go drinkatorium discotheque had moved to New York, and a New York whiskey a go-go hired scantily clad girls to demonstrate these dances on pedestals, in cages, and even in the windows of the joint, and the go-go girl was born. By the summer of 1964, the fad had jumped to San Francisco, just in time for the Republican National Convention, and a club operator named Rudy Gernreich, his name may be approximately translated as glad to get rich, featured topless go-go girls, bubble dancers as they were sometimes called after the bouncing of their bare breasts, and so go-go girl came to mean a female dancer naked from the waist up. I was in, of all places, Sioux City circa 1966, and by that time a locally famous go-go girl was performing topless and bottomless. I don't think that is what killed the term, but there was nothing left to take off, and the term began to pass out of use. This is John Chardy, and that is the story. Goodbye until our next whirl through the Verbotech, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.